This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
That is right, everyone. Welcome to Living Life Single on this Saturday. It's a grand final weekend and the grand final is on as we are speaking. For those of you in Victoria, Melbourne, Australia, know what we are talking about. For those of you listening overseas, this is our massive national game, and it's the last two teams. And yes, so Jono, I forgot to say welcome, Jono.
He's just carrying on. Hi, everyone. And thank you. If you are tuning in and you don't care about the football, then that's absolutely, you're here with us for the next hour. And you're gonna have some fun. We're gonna be talking about, what are we talking about?
Oh, that was gone straight into the topic there, John. No pleasantries, no how was your week, or anything like that.
You know,
that's all right.
I don't even know what I'm doing. You've put me off now. You started talking about football, and for me, that's like, you know, it's not the gay games.
Correct. It's not. We won't mention it again.
It's not. Let's not go there, because that could be a whole show about sport. We could even. Can you imagine us talking about sport?
Well, it depends on the sports I like.
Yeah?
Yeah. We have done some sporting shows, Jono.
I know. Sorry. Now my mind's gone somewhere else. I get it out of the gutter.
Goodness. Now, we've got a really poignant topic for this week, which we're going to treat with care.
I hope so. That's a nice phrase, because you're supposed to treat people with care.
That's right. And this is what this topic is about. It's actually caring for your elderly elderly parents as a single person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this sort of builds on from our conversation a few weeks ago, Jono, where we were looking at the topic that, you know, looking after when we were people who – caring for others and things like that, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm worried about you right now.
I had a complete blank, right? And were you talking about, you know, your parents and things like that? And then also, I had a really interesting conversation with my uncle this week.
Yeah.
which, what is it? Go.
We are like, honestly, I think we're kind of in sync sometimes. I think when we don't even know, we're both very forgetful today.
100%.
We're like, it's sync. Anyway, sorry. So you're having a conversation with your uncle.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, this week. And I hadn't seen him for a while. And I just said, look, Uncle, Theo, it's really weird seeing your generation, so my parents, age. It's a very weird phenomenon. I know it sounds a weird thing to say, but when you see your parents age, like it didn't occur to me 20 years ago because they didn't age. But now, like, you see them getting older, they're not as malleable, they're more fragile. You have to start thinking about the future.
Yeah.
And my uncle said to me, do you know what's weird, Yanni? And I said, what? He goes, it's weird seeing yourself age. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't kind of think of that. Like, when you do get to a certain age, when you've realized my mind's good, but my body is not going to allow me to do what I want it to do or what it used to be able to do, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought that was an interesting statement. I mean, because, you know, we're in our mid-40s. Oops, should I have said that, Jono?
Early 40s.
And, you know, I've got some ailments. some aches and pains. And
oh, my gosh.
So you know, I know what it kind of feels like.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the older you get, the more of what that really means.
Yeah.
And then I was like, someone's going to have to look after my friend. And we were discussing this last week, you know, and as a single person, I think that's really challenging to be able to look after your parents. I thought, let's discuss it. Let's chat about it and what that kind of looks like.
Well, you know what? It's planning, isn't it, as well? I mean, if you've got siblings, you can plan together, but you're still single. So it's planning on like, what can you do and how you can be involved in that? And it depends. I mean, we're talking like elderly, but you know, at what age is that? Like my parents are not elderly. They're still very much, you know, they're in their, I would say early to mid 60s.
Yeah, right. Your parents are young.
They are. But in saying that,
yeah,
I've had a conversation with them recently. I think they're ready to go into a home now.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. They're not really. And if they're listening.
Are you ready to put them into a home? Yes. That's what it is.
You know, and I'll give you an example, right? This makes me laugh, bless them. But, yeah. You know, I worry because, you know, and it's just, I don't know if it's a sign, but you know, we're all getting old, but dad had me on block.
Right.
On his
what
phone.
Do you mean on block?
Like, I was trying
on the
to
chopping block? What's going
well,
on?
Well, I felt like it. You know, like, you know, he's like,
your parents have blocked you a bit this year.
Right. Thanks, I know. And so I tried to call him on Father's Day and I thought, well, he's not answering. That's a bit odd.
Yeah.
And mum was busy, so I'd already tried to call her. And I was like, well, I'll just leave dad a voicemail. And I couldn't, you know, I sent the voicemail and then I couldn't try him. And then apparently they just didn't receive the voicemail. I'm like, I sent one. And mum's like, well, I've checked the phone and you haven't. And I was like, but I have.
Yeah.
So there was like a bit of argy-bargy back and forth. I was like, but I know what I've sent, right?
Yeah.
And then the other day I was on the phone and I said, I've just rang dad. He's not answering. She's like, he's sat right next to me. I'm like, well, have a look at his phone. We eventually get to the bottom of it. She grabs his phone out of his hand. Mm-hmm. John says he's already, you know, left you 3 or 4 voicemails today. And she looks and she looks at my contact in his phone and he'd blocked me. And he's like, I don't know how I've done that. And I was like, rude. I said, your eldest gay son is trying to get hold of you on Father's Day. Your first child and you blocked me. So I'm ready for putting them both in a home straight away. Like, let's go.
Let's do it. And maybe they want to send you to a home, Jono.
Well, they have. They did. They emigrated to Australia and I was still in England. They didn't tell me.
Left you alone.
They just said, oh, by the way, we've moved. And I went, where? They went, Australia.
Yeah.
It's like that was on the back of a postcard.
Good on them. I can't wait to meet your parents. I'll be like, good on you. Well done.
Oh, my God.
So you measure preparation. Yeah. But really, I think the first step is preparing yourself. Look at you. Like,
yes. Don't worry.
I think before you start doing anything and caring for your parents, you've got to get yourself ready. You've got to get your network ready to help support you. You know, put on your own mask first. And I think it's about all the stuff that we've been chatting about over the last, you know, half a year plus, 6 months. Have your friends ready.
Yeah.
You know, your network ready. Have your finances ready because you're going to have to look after your other, you know, your parents' finances too, right? So it's about getting yourself ready first, I think.
You've really just made my mind like boggle. Like, because it's really a lot to take on. It's like, the roles are reversed. You know, you're going to have to look after your parents and they looked after you all this time.
And it's weird, Jono. It is weird because, you know, your parents aren't at that age yet where, they're still doing, you know, the stuff. But mine have started to age and it's this weird kind of
– yeah.
It's weird for a number of things. A, because they still treat me like a teenager, like their little boy, right? Yeah. And it's like, you know, you need to stop that because – I think the older some people get, the more stubborn they get. And because they still think you're a little kid, it's like, you know, you've got to have those discussions with them. And I guess I'm lucky in that I have a sister who is here to help support. But we've started having those discussions early on. And I actually think selfishly it's probably more so for my benefit in that I'm preparing myself mentally because I couldn't imagine not having the discussions and then suddenly something happening and then I'm not emotionally or prepared for it, right? And I guess this topic sort of links in with something that came to mind years ago when I first came out. I met a friend at the time. He would have been probably in his 40s, so he would have been a bit older than me. And at the time, as we know, marriage equality wasn't available to our community. And he was single at the time and he had a sister and he goes, you know, I'm going to be the one that has to look after the parents because I will be single, I won't be married, and it falls on the individual. And especially, you know, so European families.
I was going to say, is he Greek or is
he's Greek, right? So we don't tend because you know, I'm talking about a collective here, right? We don't tend to put our parents in homes. We want to. So but we you know, I think we always kind of had the dream of, not the dream, but the image of, you know, caring for your parents. But the older I get, I'm like, I realize I won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, my parents are an hour away from me. It's, you know, so it's about having those discussions early on about nursing homes and things like that. But it occurred to me that as single gay people, the expectation is on us because we're the ones who are left
available.
Over.
Right? Again, we're going back to this. They're assuming we have time in our calendar because we are single. You know, we haven't got a family.
Yes.
We don't have, you know, whatever. But in fact, I'm just thinking about it. My parents are 9 hours away by car, which is absolutely fabulous. So, you know, you were just
look
saying,
look after yourselves.
But, yeah, you're okay. But guess who's in South Australia? My brother and his fiance. So, you know, I think he drew the short straw. He may have to look after them.
Yeah.
You know, sorry about that.
Do you know what though?
No,
like, I get that. Yes, he may be the one there.
But still, I'll end up driving or flying.
You're still going to have to be part of it, right? And I also have a single friend. She's here. Her brother's in Sydney.
Oh, I thought you meant she's here now. No. She's here all the way from.
All the way from. I love how you looked. So everyone, Jono looked around. He's like,
she's here, like now? I thought someone was behind me.
She's here. I'm welcome. This is your life. Like,
okay, well, tell me about it. Come on.
No, she's here in Victoria, and she might live like 2 hours away from her parents, but everything is on her now. The communication, the regular calls, all that kind of.
Yeah.
You know, she has the it impacts her more than her brother, who is interstate. And he only sees he gets the good part of the parents.
You know?
And I think that's the thing, right? I think with so back to you, you're going to get the good part as well, right? but if you're single and close to your parents physically, like it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah. Look, I miss like when I was in South Australia, they would pop around to mine all the time. They would just knock on the door. Sometimes it would be like, oh, God, can you just let me know before you come in?
Shove him under the bed.
Yeah, someone's only just left. Yeah. I'm joking. Was I? I don't know. But, like, I loved that. But, you know, it is, like I said, going to be in reverse, you know. And I sometimes wish I was closer so I could go in and check on them. And this is why I moved to this country, to follow my family, to be here, part of, you know, this lifestyle and culture over here and be part of Australia, is to be, you know, closer to them, be not on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So at least it was one step closer.
Yeah.
Just a different state. Yoni, I think we've just got an email.
We have.
We have. Have we got an email or was that my eyes deceiving me?
It just sort of picked up now.
It just popped up.
I'm just trying to.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say, if you are listening and you're not watching the game, thank you firstly for doing that. I would be right there with you. I would be listening to Joy 94.9 at the same time. But if you have any questions or you're also going through or experiencing real time what we're discussing today, which is caring for your elderly parents or just caring for your parents, you can text us in on 0427 569 949, or like our next listener, they've emailed us in at onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah, we love it. So this is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
And look, she's very complimentary about the podcast. So thank you so much, Chrissy.
Thank you.
She loves it, which is just amazing. So thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. And then she says here, my parents and elderly relatives used to talk about how it would have to be me to be the caretaker, because I have always been the quiet one who didn't protest too much and I didn't have any children or partners to take up my time, right?
Wow.
Right? This is a common thing.
This is what we're saying.
This is what we're saying. Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh my gosh.
However, I've worked hard to assert my own needs. Well done, Chrissy. Good on you. And to get my siblings and cousins to step up, as you should, all family members, siblings and cousins, to do their part. So I'm no longer expected to be the only one responsible for our elders. Good. That's amazing. This is here. I'll also look, I think about my own future a lot and dream of having the Golden Girls kind of situation. Oh, we all do, right? Aww. We all do, where I live with a supportive community and friends.
I know. I love that. Do you know what, though? In Dalesford, there is like a care home for queer people.
Mm.
And that's the kind of home that I'd want to be in.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't feel that I'm with, you know, because when you do get to a certain age, you know, you might, some people's minds do bend and go and back and forth and what have you. And I wouldn't feel like safe knowing that people wouldn't look after me because they might still be homophobic.
Yeah. That's, you know, we should do a show on that, being single and, you know, in your golden era. Golden era. What do
Let's
we do?
Just do it, yeah.
We're going to have to do a show on that, I think.
Because you can be old, gay and single, queer and single, you know, like, yeah, I think so. I think every week we chat about something. We go, well, let's do a show on that. Let's do it.
But this is, I love this email because it's absolutely right. I think Crystal talks about what we talked about. You've got to get yourself right. So you've got to start preparing for this now and preparing for yourself now.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe that there is lots of people out there who are in the same boat as us.
Yeah.
Where if you're a single person, the expectation is on us. So it's time now to and you know what I've realized, Jono, is that, you know how we talk about the good and bad is every week. And, and, you know, a lot of the times I've said, I want a hug and I want this, and, you know, we all that kind of thing, right? But I think I was discussing a little off topic, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
With one of my mates today, and he's in a relationship, a couple of weeks ago, and he's in a relationship and he's fallen a little bit ill and, you know, he just wants, you know, his partner loves him, of course, and looks after him and makes soup and stuff for him. But the empathy and sympathy at times are not there.
Ah.
And I'm like, hang on a sec. I've got this fantasy in my head that if I'm in this situation that they're going to give me that love and support at the time of need, right? And this is what I've been talking about throughout the weeks. And it's like what I've realized is that doesn't always happen in relationships, right?
Well, so I would expect, you know, a cold flannel, you know, if I'm got a flu, foot rub, foot massage, shoulder rub, you know, and then to be left alone.
Just
leave me alone. Or like bringing me cups of tea, water, you know, food. They're not there to be your lucky, but, you know, there is an expectation, but it doesn't always happen, no.
But so the more I realise about all this stuff, the more that we're building ourselves up to be a stronger, better us,
correct,
I believe, and we have to do that.
Yeah.
We can't rely on anyone for us. We've got to give our own hugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what that looks like is what we've been discussing, what that can be different for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think it's important and we have to get ourselves right. So if you are single and you have aging parents, get your support network around you.
Yeah.
As our listeners said, you know, get everyone to pull their finger out
and start planning. Yeah.
And there's some really good stuff that we're going to talk about when we come back soon about what you can do that once you've got yourself out, what you can do when that time comes to look after your elderly parents.
Yeah. And it's like I said about the care home in Dalesford. It's like knowing where these places exist and being part of that plan.
Yes.
You know, I think I might just go and check in there early.
Well, yes.
I'll go now. I'm checking in the care home in Dalesford.
Yeah.
It sounds like a weekend away, but I would stay there.
Well, take your parents with you. That way you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah. We're going to be back.
Yeah, that's right. You know, how do you sort of, you know, get your parents to go to that thing? And that's if, you know, that you as a single person, that's what you want to do, right?
By the way, parents, we're going for a weekend in Dalesford.
Yeah.
It's just that you're not coming back. You're staying there.
That you're staying there.
See ya.
Right? That's it. Like, do you know what's, it's interesting. As the older you get, and the more you think about your parents, you do start accommodating them in future planning.
Yeah.
So I know that my cousins, when they were building their house a number of years ago, they were like, oh, yeah, we can build this.
An annex. Or something on the back, yeah.
Well, they're just like, you know, this part will be for when the grandparents move in or we can care for them there.
Okay.
And even sort of me and my sister now are sort of talking about, okay, this part, you know, if this happens, then, you know, one parent can sort of be here with us and how that's going to work. So it's that kind of thing where you've, you know, whether you do ship them out to Dallas or whether you ship them back with you.
I don't know. Well, I only rent, so I don't know if I'd be able to have them live with me until I actually buy a place of my own in the future.
Yeah.
And that might never happen. But so that's
house,
a good
you've
thing.
You've got a big house, though.
Yeah. Oh, big, thank you. Then I have a big house.
Yeah, it's a big house.
I am a small man, but I have a big heart.
And
a big house.
A big house.
A big house. Yeah, I do. I have a spare. They have their room. Like when they come over, there is a spare room.
And that's helpful.
But it's also known as my niece's room as well. So she sometimes won't let them stay. What are we talking about? What are we finishing on? What's going on?
We are finishing on what we're talking about today, being single and caring for your aging parents.
Yeah. And I just want to say thank you, like Chrissy, for messaging your email about your situation.
Yeah.
You know, people that are out there and listening, and I really appreciate it because it makes it fun when Yanni and I just sat here talking to ourselves. Yeah. We know that you're listening, that you're enjoying the podcast. So don't forget to head over there and download that if you haven't.
And also, it's true about what you're saying for this show, as in, you know, being single where you're never by yourself. And that's what this show was always, always about, that. We know that there's a community out there of single people. We're all feeling it. We all, whatever we're going through, we've all been through together at some point.
We're doing it together.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing.
And this is a big part of, you know, caring for your elders once they get older. As a single person, sometimes the expectation is on us because people think that we can do it because we've got more time or because we have nothing else in our lives.
Space. Because we've got a house to ourselves.
And that is unfair and it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we said before, you've got to get yourself together. Mm. You've got to have those discussions early. But once you've done that and you've got your own foundation set for success, then what can you do, Jono? We've got some tips and tricks, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can start planning, financially planning as well. There's help out there as well.
Yeah, so you have to like – I guess this is the weird thing of, you know, inheritance.
Yeah.
Where
I didn't see my mind never went there.
No. But I mean, is you have to start thinking about that. That's not yours.
No.
That is there to look after the elders.
Yeah.
So you have to get into that mindset. Some people aren't like that, Jono.
Right.
Well, they're like, well, that's going to be mine. No, it's actually.
You need that. Yeah.
You need that for them to care for it. So you got to start thinking about. Are your parents or whoever you're going to look after financially secure to be in a situation where they can look after themselves? And if it's not, what kind of situation does in that put you in? You need to start thinking about this early on. What are their financial situations? Yeah. What are your financial situations? And what can you do to set everyone up for success when that time comes?
Well, in Australia, there are many financial support options out there for family caregivers, Yanni. So if you did a bit of research, you can. It means that you're going to have less time spent worrying about money and more quality time caring for your loved one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are options out there. If you do a bit of Googling and researching, you can find things, help and support out there.
Yeah.
In terms of financial planning, that kind of stuff, because it is going to be a bit of a burden in terms of them as people.
You just want to set yourself
a financial burden. So you want to get as much support as you can, and there is help out there. You don't have to go through it alone.
And what are some other tips and tricks at the moment for someone who is single and looking after their parents? Jono, what else have we got on the list?
Oh, man, I'm just having a look down there as well, on the list. Consider care options. And it's okay to ask for help when delivering care. You know, like we just discussed, you can have a home care provider, which can help take the pressure off by offering additional support for your loved ones. Or together, you can create, a complete care plan to ensure your parent receives support where it's needed.
Yeah, right.
They can come to you, you're not on your own. They can come to your house. They can go through this, make a plan. I'm sure there's people out there that will come and plan this with you. Like they'll literally go through a consultation.
Yeah.
And you how can I do this? And you're not on your own.
Yeah.
Even though we are living life single, and if you are in this position and you find yourself in this position or you're planning on it, there is so much help out there and support. Don't go through it alone.
Yeah. And I think even if you need help having the initial discussions, get that help. Figure out how you're going to have that initial discussions with your parents or the elders to structure in a way where you can get them to the point of what that's going to look like. Yeah. And I think the sooner you start doing that, as tough as it is, the better it is for everyone.
And like Chrissy said, if you've got siblings and other family, get them to pull their finger out
that's
as well.
That's right. Because look, they're making the assumptions, and we've talked about this, that just because we're single, we can do it. Absolutely not.
No.
That's right.
It's not all down to us, you know.
No, absolutely
we
not.
We can't be great at everything.
No, we are, but we can't.
We are. We can, yeah, we can.
All right, Jono, guess what?
Wow, not already.
I know. It's crazy.
And we don't even fly. I've said this for ages. We need to when we start planning properly, like we just turn up and we don't know what we're doing. No, I'm joking. We need a jingle for this segment, don't we?
We do.
We never know if it's good, bad, or positive, negative of the week. We don't know what to call it. It's just reflection on the week of being single. But I'd love that as a if you know someone out there that does jingles or would like to create a jingle for us, please let us know.
Please.
I would love to hear it. Email onair@joy.org.au and put the subject Living Life Single Jingle.
Yeah. Yes. What's
the Living Life Single Jingle?
What does that look like?
The Living Life Single Jingle.
We can do a bit of dance. We're jiggling around right
Stop.
Now.
Sorry for everyone's ears. I just screamed down
there. That was hilarious.
Okay, I don't mind going first then.
Go for it. You go. Tell me, what do you love about being single this week, Jono?
What did I love about being single this week? Just having time to focus on me and some of the planning and just life organization.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things for myself. I'm not doing things myself. I went to Sydney. Not long ago, so I had a few days away just to change the scenery up. I went to see a show and I saw some drag shows. I caught some stuff while I was there and just caught up with a couple of friends, girlfriends, and then came back to Melbourne. So that was positive.
Yeah.
There wasn't really anything so negative. I was discussing with you some more ailments, in between the show.
Yeah, tingling.
Tingling. I've got a bit of a tingle going on and not in a good way. But
I don't know how to say this on a 4 o'clock in an afternoon.
It's nearly five.
It's an inner body tingle.
It's an inner body tingle. So I'm like, oh my God.
It's not a woohoo tingle.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's not a
tingle.
Yeah, it's not that kind of tingle.
No, no.
Right. It's not a tingle in me mingle.
No.
It's so, like, you know, when you're at home and you're on your own, it's like you just want to talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
Rather than I just save it all up and wait for you.
Mm.
I come and moan to you. Tell me about yours. What's that?
You know what? I made a good life decision this week.
Oh.
I am changing jobs.
Career paths.
Same career path, but, you know, jobs. And you know what? I only had to think of myself.
Hey.
And, you know, if you're single, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reliant on myself. It wasn't like I was in a relationship and had to support two people or anything, or there was no competition that I had to feel like my partner's more successful than me and I've got to meet up, or there's no expectation. It was just, I'm doing this for me, my own personal, what I want in my career. So, so that was great. And I think nothing really this week hasn't been great about. I didn't think, ever this week. If there was someone there or anything. No, I think I had my friends around me this week, and that really, you know, they got me through. Because, you know, it's a very easy, you're making a lot of choices and decisions, and, you know, they were fantastic to help me support through that. So that's it.
Yay.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That. Oh, that's it, Jono.
Oh.
That's it. So.
We're
Enjoy.
Back. We're back. Back. When? Next week. We're back next week.
Back
here
next
on
week.
Joy 94.9, Living Life Single. Don't forget to download the podcast. Go listen.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.